USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says both sides need to reach a deal this weekend to raise the debt limit, or the U.S. could go into default by June 1st.
Before we raise that debt limit, shouldn't we look at ways that we can save money, curve what we're spending? Because we've been spending more than we've been bringing in for the last 21 years.
Speaker McCarthy on Fox News. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday both sides remain far apart.
There's no question we have serious differences, and this is going to continue to be a difficult conversation.
Friday's meeting between the White House and Republicans ended with no progress. Lawmakers in Nebraska have passed a 12-week abortion ban and restricted gender-affirming health care for people under 19. Here's Karen Sloan.
Despite protests at the state capitol and even a few arrests, members of Nebraska's unicameral legislature voted 33-15 in favor of the measure. The bill is poised to become law as Republican Governor Jim Pillen says he looks forward to signing it. The measure would make it illegal for medical providers to perform an abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for rape, incest, and undefined medical emergencies. For young people, the measure also bans many medical treatments that fall under the umbrella of gender-affirming care, including hormone therapy and puberty blockers.
A historic gun safety bill in Minnesota was signed into law by Governor Tim Walz. It mandates universal background checks for private gun sales, restricts when police can use no-knock warrants, and puts so-called red flag laws into place. The list of GOP candidates filing to run for president is expected to get a little longer, with South Carolina Republican Tim Scott expected to make an official announcement for the White House on Monday. This is USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love...
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Should there be a presidential rematch, the advantage goes to Donald Trump.
That's how a new poll from Harvard Caps Harris has it. The former president takes a 7-point advantage if a potential general election matchup with President Biden were held today. Delving deeper, 47% of respondents picked Trump to 40% for Biden, leaving 13% unsure. Trump opens a wider lead, 11 points, when the hypothetical opponent is Vice President Kamala Harris. As for the primaries, the poll has Trump easily defeating all GOP contenders, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, by 30 points. I'm Jerry Barmish.
The Miami Heat are two wins away from a trip to the NBA Finals with a road win over the Celtics to give them a 2-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Tonight is Game 3 between the Denver Nuggets and Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, with Denver leading 2-0. NFL legend Jim Brown has died at the age of 87.
Sportscaster Jim Gray praised the Hall of Famer.
He was a legend, and he was just a bigger-than-life guy. Perhaps the greatest football player ever, still renowned as that.
He retired after 9 years playing with the Cleveland Browns in the 50s and 60s. Brown rushed for over 12,000 yards in his career, as well as 106 rushing touchdowns. He also was known for his roles in films and his activism.
Dave Collins reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.